what really was troubling to me the last couple of years I was there post 9/11 is there was this idea, and people actually articulated it, that the gloves are off. We can do whatever we want now. And I mean, when I joined the FBI, as when Colleen joined the FBI, the oath we took was to the Constitution of the United States. And that was never, I never viewed that as you know, tying my hands in any way. That was just my job, was to defend the law, and you can't enforce the law without obeying the law. And yet, I mean, what one of the things I saw after 9/11 was there was this idea that we no longer had restraint.
Okay, that's some great, you know, coffee break room bravado, but how does that get lived out in your experience with agents who heretofore have been adherents of the Constitution who suddenly say, aha, the gloves are off now, we have the justification to do what? What do they do when the gloves are off? The average agent, what's different?
Well, let's take the National Security Letter Authority as one example. That was an authority that existed prior to 9/11 but was very limited. And the Patriot Act expanded that authority. So basically all the FBI had to do to get records about anybody was write a letter that said, we have an open investigation and we believe the records we want are relevant to that investigation. Pretty, you know, as low a standard as you can imagine. And yet what the IG found when the report came out in March is that in many cases they weren't even opening investigations. They were just writing, and in fact not even writing these letters, just regular supervisors were sending letters to banks and telephone companies getting records of Americans to be put in this huge database.
And why? I mean,
investigations.
Well, I mean, are there ever just personal reasons why they would do that? They take an opening like that to get back at an arrival, or are they doing this because somebody says, hey, can you find out information about so-and-so? I'm going to be running an election. I mean, what are some of the reasons, if it's not for national security, why else are they doing it?
The reason why is because they have flipped into this intelligence collector mode. I mean, I was in criminal investigations my entire career. So the way I looked at my job every day is at the end of the day, I wanted to be one day closer to putting handcuffs on the bad guy I was investigating. But if you go into the job saying that you're an intelligence collector rather than a criminal investigator, your job is simply to collect evidence. So at the end of the day, I just want to have a pile of intelligence. And whether that intelligence is relevant to any investigation or not is meaningless to me because I get measured by the amount I collect. So now I'm just going out sweeping in large amounts of information and putting it in a database. There's actually a database now at the FBI that has 560 million records of Americans. You know, there aren't 560 million terrorists out there. Otherwise, the world would be a much different looking place. So why is it that the FBI wants all these records on Americans? And there's a new budget request out where they're asking for another $12 million to build an even bigger database.
And is it just a matter of justifying computer expenditures? I mean, is it they do that so that they can get more money, or what do you suspect they're doing with this data?
Well, they've fallen in love with this idea, and they aren't the first ones. Admiral Poindexter from back in the Reagan administration had this idea of total information awareness, that somehow if we had all the data that's available out there, then we would know everything, you know, and it's sort of this misplaced idea, you know, because if that was truly the case, the librarian in every town would be the smartest person because, of course, they're the ones that have all the books. But, of course, you can't interpret all that data. But the government has fallen in love with this idea that data is knowledge, and they're just making these huge databases. I mean, literally, they're talking about putting a license plate reader in New York City. So every car coming into New York City, they'll have this database, you know, security cameras that they're collecting all of these videos, you know. It's just this love affair with data. And, of course, these companies that are selling the security cameras and selling these technologies are making millions of dollars. But as we've seen in London, which is the most surveilled city in the world, it still doesn't prevent these acts of terrorism. And that's what I think the public doesn't realize is that these are just gimmicks. They don't actually work.